As Washington talks about big spending cuts, the Fed looks to stimulate the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Federal Reserve is meeting today and tomorrow, talking about a new policy to keep interest rates low. It's an effort to kickstart the economy at a time when others in Washington are talking about cutting the deficit. Now, part of President Obama's $19 billion deficit-cutting plan over the next 10 years proposes to close post offices, ending one day of delivery, and laying off tens of thousands of postal workers. Marketplace Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale reports.
Financially, the post office is staggering from a 1-2 punch. Email and Evites have replaced a lot of mail deliveries, and the slow economy has put a damper on corporate direct mail campaigns and junk mail. The Postal Service lost $8 billion last year and isn't doing any better this year. So the president is endorsing many of the Postmaster General's ideas for saving money. Closing post offices and mail handling facilities will cut labor costs by reducing employees. But Bob McLean, a consultant for corporate users of the mail system, says Congress is unlikely to go along with Postal Service cuts.
Doing that during a recession, of course, means the elimination of a lot of well-paying jobs for middle-class citizens and most members of Congress. As you can imagine, during a recession, the last thing they want to do is to be the source of job cuts rather than job creation.
President's support for increasing the price of stamps is another idea that will take a licking in Congress. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The MacArthur Foundation has named the recipients of 22 genius grants, each worth $500,000. Among those new fellows is Harvard University economics professor Roland Fryer. Fryer was the youngest African American to ever receive tenure at Harvard. He did it by age 30. That was only 4 years ago. His studies include economic disparity due to race and inequality. Professor Fryer is with us now from Cambridge to talk about it. Good morning and congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a good day.
You've studied elementary school students and have found that even when black and white kids enter kindergarten from similar backgrounds, their achievement gap widens as they progress through school. What might account for that?
You know, it could be a variety of factors. One of the things that I'm looking at now is the role of school quality in explaining those gaps. Because when kids are in the same schools with the same teachers, the gaps are much smaller. The problem is that there's a lot of segregation, frankly, along income lines, along race lines, across schools. And so what my work focuses on is trying to decouple that correlation between the zip code you grow up in and the quality of the school that you attend.
What do you think economists tell us about this issue that researchers in other fields might not be able to?
I'm not sure. I think that the social sciences have gotten just much broader in general. So there's very little areas that are unique to economists.
But it is an economics issue, right?
It is an economics issue because we spend 5% or whatever on our GDP on educational expenditures. So making those expenditures more efficient is really important for our economy. I mean, the best stimulus package, frankly, is likely a really, really good K-12 education. And so from an economics perspective, we, have particular theoretical and statistical tools that make education a natural application for economic reasoning.
What are you going to do with the money? That's a lot of cash. do you continue on with your work?
I just continue on, man. This morning, I got up just like I did yesterday and came to work at 6 a.m. just like I did yesterday.
Yeah, so but weren't thinking about the same stuff today that you were thinking yesterday.
That may well be true. But, I am on a quest to find a scalable solution to fix America's public schools. And these resources will allow me to be bigger and bolder in those claims because I will be able to self-finance some of my own exploration, which is a wonderful feeling.
Professor Roland Fryer, congratulations to you. Thanks for speaking to us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, basically about 1% or so. The Dow up 124 points at 11,525. Builders began construction on 5% fewer homes in August compared to the month before. That is the lowest level in 3 months.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. And by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
More than a dozen truckloads of Dutch tulips, flowers, are sitting at the Romanian border. The cargo seized for a second time this week by Romania. Now that's got officials in Holland angry. A Dutch politician has accused Romania of blackmail over European travel and trade rules. The BBC's Anna Holligan reports.
This has been called the War of the Flowers, and thousands of tulips have become innocent casualties of the conflict. Officials in Bucharest say they can't let the tulips into the country because they could be contaminated with dangerous bacteria. But one Dutch politician is connecting the tulip seizure to a threat from the Netherlands to block Romania's entry into Europe's visa-free travel zone. And Dutch tulip sellers say the loss of this key market is just simple blackmail. Mariska van den Noel sells tulips in The Hague.
I think it's quite a shame, but I think maybe they're just trying to make their mark on the market. And if this is where they start, who knows where they'll stop.
Now, the Netherlands is the main supplier of flowers to the Romanian market, exporting 9 million bulbs last year. A spokesman said the Dutch government had asked for an explanation as to why the shipments were halted and was waiting for a response. In The Hague, I'm the BBC's Anna Holligan from Marketplace.
Finally, trustees over at Deep Springs College in Big Pine, California, have voted to admit women. Students at the two-year liberal arts school also work on the school's farm or cattle ranch. Most of them go on to graduate from Ivy League schools. But adding women's really going to shake up the school's demographics. You see, Deep Springs has only 26 students. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell goes away on Tuesday, but people discharged under the policy wanting to get back into the service isn't going to be all that easy.
It's not the Navy that it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. Retention across the military is high. The Marine Corps has a waiting list to get in.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Big lines, long waits. Next time on Marketplace from APM, that's American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.